Many of us wrongly consider that the world has more religious freedom than ever. But 40 years since the presentation of the Church's most famous document on religious liberty, there's a new and bigger threat to this fundamental right: relativism. With this acknowledgement, religious professors, lawyers and public policy makers concluded a week-long debate on Saturday evening. The group had been dissecting what the Church teaches to be the very source and synthesis of all human rights, as president of the host organisation told me.
Religious freedom is our first freedom. It's a fundamental human right. It's a concern to all human beings, within and without the Church.
Anthony Piccarello is the general counsel to the Dignitatis Humanae-based Beckett Fund. The fund works in the social sector, committed to protecting the free expression of all religious traditions. An important task. According to one of the main speakers and senior fellow of the Ethics and Public Policy Centre in Washington, D.C., George Weigel.
This conference is important because it's important to mark the 40th anniversary of the Second Vatican Council's Declaration on Religious Freedom, Dignitatis Humanae, which I believe created a whole new dynamic in the Catholic Church's relationship to world politics. So to probe into that document a bit more, to think about its relevance for the 21st century world, which is different than the world of 1965, is a very useful thing to do.
Speakers at the meeting, such as the Dean of Theology at the Pontifical Regina Apostolorum University, Father Thomas Williams, expressed concern over a culture of false tolerance, which doesn't tolerate the Catholic Church's holding on to their own truth. Again, relativism.
That everybody's that right.
Everybody's right.
All religions are
all
equally,
religions
paths,
are
to
equally
God.
Paths to God.
That everyone is just
that everyone
obliged
is just
to follow his
own
path.
Path. We'll, all, path. Go
we'll all go to the same place.
And that's something the Catholic
and that's something
faith
the
we've
Catholic
never,
faith
understood,
we've never
true.
Understood to be
St. Peter,
St. Peter
in the Acts of the Apostles,
in the Acts of the Apostles
gets up and
there's
says,
only one name given
one
to men
name given
by which we are to be saved.
Jesus Christ.
We understand as Catholics that
there is only one
Savior,
and that's Jesus Christ.